Welcome to today's reading of the Midland Reporter Telegram and the Odessa American, read by volunteers and staff. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Hello, I'm Jesse. I'm reading from the Midland Reporter Telegram for Thursday, May 23rd. Donation to aid homeless kids' futures. Family Promise receives $11,158 from Midland High Students in Philanthropy. The story was written by Kesley Salinas. Family Promise of Midland received a donation of $11,158 from Midland High Students in Philanthropy class to help homeless kids participate in sports and other activities. Students in the SIP class are encouraged to make a difference in the community by giving back through philanthropy and volunteering. The donation will be directed towards sports and activities for the children at Family Promise of Midland, allowing them to participate in activities without worrying about the cost of the equipment. The Family Promise of Midland is an organization that helps families experiencing homelessness by providing shelter, meals, case management, homelessness prevention, and stabilization services through various programs. The goal for Family Promise is for a family to become self-sufficient. Tom Miller, the executive director of Family Promise of Midland, expressed his gratitude to the SIP class in a press release. Quote, "Sports and recreational activities are crucial for the growth and well-being of children," Miller said. "This donation from the Students in Philanthropy class at Midland High School is not just a financial contribution, it's an investment in the futures of these young individuals. We are deeply grateful for their support and dedication," end quote. Substitute teacher removed following complaints. MISD investigates student concerns. The story was written by B.K. Richter. A group of students at Jane Long Elementary School approached a school teacher and reported they felt uncomfortable around a substitute teacher, prompting an investigation by the district. Quote, "The students left their classroom and reported their concerns to a teacher in a neighboring classroom," an email response from the district reads. "That teacher then immediately brought the concerns to the principal, who notified district administration," end quote. District officials said that students who reported the issue May 10th were allowed to speak to school counselors about what may have caused the concern. Quote, "Campus administration made phone calls to all parents of the students who were affected, along with all parents in the grade level," the district said in a follow-up email. "In-person meetings were also held with parents who requested them," end quote. MISD confirmed that the substitute teacher was removed from the campus and the situation is currently being investigated. However, the district stressed that no specific conclusions have been drawn at this point. Quote, "MISD would like to remind students that if they feel uncomfortable about the actions of another person, it is always okay to say something and tell a trusted adult. We commend the teacher in the neighboring classroom for acting quickly to defuse the situation," end quote. MISD policy states that all staff, substitutes, and volunteers go through a background check before being admitted to a campus. From strength to strength. Permian Resources steams ahead after Earthstone acquisition. The story was written by Mela McEwen, oil editor. Though a very young company, Permian Resources has grown into a 150,000-barrel-a-day Permian Basin-focused producer based in Midland. The company was honored this week with a reception by the Midland Wildcat Committee. Quote, "We are so honored to be honored here, said Will Hickey, co-chief executive officer. We've been here 8 years, and this is an event we've come to and see all the great companies honored. To be on that same stage is surreal, end quote. James Walter, co-chief executive officer, agreed, quote, I never would have guessed we'd be on the other side of the podium, end quote. Since significantly expanding by combining Colgate Energy and Centennial Resources into the new entity, Permian Resources acquired Earthstone Energy in a $4.5 billion deal. That integration was completed ahead of schedule, and the synergies from the combination was increased by $50 million from the previous target of $175 million. Quote, this isn't our first time, said Hickey, pointing to the integration efforts that went into combining Colgate and Centennial. The new entity has cut more costs out of the business, reducing drilling days by 18% and completion days by 50% per well. It has also resulted in more demand for staff, said Walter. Quote, we need a lot of people, he said. We need people in almost every department, end quote. Hickey said activity in 2024 is up compared to 2023. Earthstone brought 5 rigs to the merger, and he said the company has reduced that to 4 rigs, bringing the rig count to 12 rigs. According to Hickey, the company has earmarked $2 billion in spending this year. Since the Earthstone acquisition, the company has made $270 million in additional bolt-on acquisitions focused on Eddy County, New Mexico. Quote, the Delaware Basin is what we know best, said Walter. Asked if the company was focused primarily on smaller bolt-on deals in the aftermath of the Earthstone acquisition, he said the company is always looking at opportunities with a heavy focus on the Delaware. Quote, we're always looking in the Permian Basin, Hickey added. The company is always looking for good assets in its area of operations that offer good results, continued Walter. Investors in Permian Resources are pleased with the results, he said. Quote, they appreciate the quality of our business. We are as good as any North American exploration and production company with a lot of room to grow, end quote. Hickey agreed, saying the company has a good business model, one of the lowest cost structures in the Delaware Basin that creates value with each well drilled, and plans to grow organically through the drill bit or through acquisitions. Quote, we will execute our business plan and be opportunistic, Hickey said. Good weather on the horizon for MHS Coleman graduation. The story was written by Ben Schaffer. It will be a beautiful day for the 2 Midland ISD graduations on Thursday, according to the National Weather Service. It will be hot leading up to the Coleman High commencement, with the forecast showing temperatures in the mid-90s and partly sunny. It will also be windy in the afternoon, with gusts blowing in from the west at 15 to 20 miles per hour. Fortunately, Coleman High's graduation at the Midland College Al G. Langford Chaparral Center will be inside and is scheduled to take place at 3 p.m. In the evening, the weather forecasts are calling for temperatures to peak around 97 degrees shortly before the gates open at Grande Stadium for the Midland High School graduation. The ceremony is scheduled to begin around 8:30 p.m., and the temperatures should be back in the low 90s by that time. The overnight lows after these ceremonies are forecasted to be in the low 60s. MISD graduations. Coleman High School, Thursday, May 23rd. Midland College Shap Center. Gates open at 2:15 p.m. Start time is 3 p.m. Parking is available at Chap Center lots. Midland High School, Thursday, May 23rd, Grande Stadium, 801 North Loop 250 West. Gates open at 7:15 p.m. The ceremony begins at 8:30 p.m. Parking is available in the east, west, and south lots of Grande Stadium. MISD recommends carpooling. Legacy High School, Friday, May 24th, Grande Stadium. Gates open at 7:15 p.m. Start time is 8:30 p.m. Parking is available at the east, west, and south lots. MISD recommends carpooling. Suspect arrested in shooting that left Midland man dead. The story was written by B.K. Richter. One person was found dead at a residence in Northeast Midland, and a suspect is in custody. NewsWest 9 reported that around 5:44 p.m., the Midland Police Department responded to the 6700 block of Rio Bravo due to a disturbance with weapons. Once officers arrived on the scene, one person was found dead. Midland Police Department officers then arrested another person who was at the residence. Officers stated multiple gunshots were heard coming from the residence. Quote, upon arrival, officers discovered a male kneeling in the roadway holding a firearm while a deceased male lay nearby, MPD reported. While on the scene, detectives reviewed camera footage which depicted the suspect shooting at a residence and also shooting the victim in the roadway, end quote. The suspect, reported as 34-year-old Samuel Oma Mogho, was apprehended on the scene and later charged with murder. The victim is 41-year-old John Richard of Midland. The investigation is still ongoing. Suspects sought after woman is found strangled to death. The story was written by B.K. Richter. A woman was found dead inside her home Tuesday by family members, and police are looking for a murder suspect. Midland police responded to the 4400 block of Parkdale Drive at approximately 5 p.m., where they discovered Kendra Vollmers, age 34, dead inside the residence. Quote, circumstances at the scene suggest that Vollmers was strangled to death, MPD reported. During the ensuing investigation, 54-year-old Wilbert Ray Davis was identified as the actor in the murder, and a warrant for his arrest has been issued, end quote. Efforts are ongoing to apprehend Davis. Here are some obituaries that appeared in the Midland Reporter-Telegram on Thursday, May 23rd. Shirley Ann Campbell Spaulding of Granbury, Texas, was born on January 31st, 1937, to James O'Dell and Clota Campbell in Snyder, Texas. She attended high school in Floyd, New Mexico, graduating in 1955. She met and married Clyde Spaulding in Fort Worth, Texas, in 1957. They moved to Midland, Texas, where Shirley worked for Texas Electric Service Company. She then started working for Midland Independent School District as a key punch operator. Shirley became a school secretary at Crockett Elementary, Fannin Elementary, Burnett Elementary, and then opened the new George H.W. Bush Elementary School. She retired from MISD in 1994. During her retirement, she volunteered with the Midland Memorial Hospital Auxiliary as a pink lady. Shirley was a longtime member of Crestview Baptist Church. Shirley is preceded in death by her mother, Cloetta Campbell, father, Odell Campbell, and her loving husband of 58 years, Clyde Spaulding. Shirley is survived by her daughter, Sandy Gillette, of Granbury, Texas, and her son, Jerry Spalding of Frisco, Texas. She is also survived by several granddaughters. Visitation will be held from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Thursday, May 23rd, at Nellie Pickle and Welch Funeral Home and Crematory in Midland. A service will take place at 10 a.m. Friday, May 24th, at Crestview Baptist Church. The burial will follow at Rest Haven Memorial Park in Midland. Arrangements are under the direction of Nellie Pickle and Welch Funeral Home and Crematory of Midland. Online condolences may be made at www.npwelch.com. Mary Catherine Boyd Morris, age 78, passed away peacefully in her home in Midland on May 17th. Memorial service will be held at Stonegate Fellowship Church, Building C, on Tuesday, May 28th at 2 p.m. Arrangements provided by Ellis Rest Haven Funeral Home. Please visit ellisfunerals.com to leave online condolences.
This is Christy, and I'll be reading Permian Proud. Family Promise children get funds for sports thanks to local students. May 22nd, 2024, by Mike Aldex. Children whose families are experiencing homelessness will be able to participate in sports with help from generous donations from students and philanthropy SIP programs at both Odessa College and Midland High School. On Friday, May 3rd, students who participate in Odessa College SIP presented a $5,000 check to Family Promise of Midland, the nonprofit dedicated to helping homeless families achieve sustainable independence. The donation will help cover sports registration fees and equipment costs for children enrolled in the Family Promise program. More recently, Midland High's SIP class visited Family Promise to donate $11,158, which will also go toward gear, equipment, and other needs for sports and other activities. Access to sports programs can be transformative for families experiencing homelessness as they provide opportunities for skill building, teamwork, and personal growth. Sports and recreational activities are crucial for the growth and well-being of children, said Tom Miller, Executive Director of Family Promise of Midland. Miller expressed deep gratitude to the SIP programs for investing in the future of these young individuals. Through a network of local affiliates and community partnerships, Family Promise of Midland provides shelter, meals, and support services to families experiencing homelessness. The ultimate goal is to empower families to secure stable housing and regain self-sufficiency. SIP programs at local schools empower students to make a difference in their community through philanthropy and volunteerism. By raising funds and supporting local organizations, students learn the value of giving back and the impact of their efforts on real lives. To learn more about Family Promise and their mission to support homeless families, visit their website. Find this story and audio for blind and low vision adults, 2 p.m. daily, at the Recording Library of West Texas radio station at www.recordinglibrary.org livestream. New Tech Odessa Academic Decathlon team finishes third in nation May 22nd, 2024, by Kathy Chateau. The New Tech Odessa Academic Decathlon team earned third place in the USAD Online National Competitions Small School Division in late April. Ector County ISD trustees recognized the team for its accomplishment at their May 21st meeting. The school was one of only two selected to represent Texas at the national competitions, with team members earning multiple individual awards. In addition to the team's overall third place win, Rohan Reed won silver in music, silver in social science, and bronze in art. In the scholastic division, Kevin Enriquez won gold in music and gold in social science. In scholastic division, Eva Herrera won bronze in music in the scholastic division, and Yadiel Hernandez Rodriguez won silver in the varsity division, according to Ector County ISD. It's been a stellar year for the team, which also achieved third place in the small school division at the Thomas E. Mosley Academic Decathlon State Meet. During that competition, Rohan Reed led the team by taking home the Scholastic Gold Medal, said the district. Team coach Damian Guyton was also awarded the Small School Texas Coach of the Year. New Tech Odessa's team also won the regional championship in January, with all nine members earning a minimum of one gold medal. Listen to this story at 2 p.m. daily via the Recording Library of West Texas radio station at www.recordinglibrary.org live stream.
New Veterans Law. Biden, over 1 million claims related to toxic exposure granted. Nashua, NH. President Joe Biden, aiming to highlight his legislative accomplishments this election year, traveled to New Hampshire on Tuesday to discuss how he's helped military veterans get benefits as a result of burn pit or other toxic exposure during their service. Quote, "We can never fully thank you for all the sacrifices you've made," end quote. Biden said to the veterans and their families gathered at a YMCA, quote, "In America, we leave no veteran behind. That's our motto," end quote. In raw numbers, more than 1 million claims have been granted to veterans since Biden signed the so-called PACT Act into law in August 2022. The administration said Tuesday, that amounts to about 888,000 veterans and survivors in all 50 states who have been able to receive disability benefits under the law. That totals about $5.7 billion in benefits given to veterans and their survivors, according to the administration. Quote, "The president, I think, has believed now for too long, too many veterans who got sick serving and fighting for our country had to fight the VA for their care too," end quote. Veterans Affairs Secretary Dennis McDonough told reporters on Monday. PACT stands for, quote, "Promise to Address Comprehensive Toxics," end quote. The PACT Act is relatively lower profile compared to the president's other legislative accomplishments, such as a bipartisan infrastructure law and a sweeping tax, climate, and health care package. But it is one that is deeply personal for Biden. He has blamed burn pits for the brain cancer that killed his son, Beau, who served in Iraq, and has vowed repeatedly that he would get the PACT Act into law. Burn pits are where chemicals, tires, plastics, medical equipment, and human waste were disposed of on military bases and were used in Iraq and Afghanistan. Before the law, the Department of Veterans Affairs denied 70% of disability claims that involved burn pit exposure. Now, the law requires the VA to assume that certain respiratory illnesses and cancers were related to burn pit or other toxic exposure without veterans having to prove the link. Before Biden's planned remarks, he went to a Veterans of Foreign Wars post in Merrimack, New Hampshire. The president met there with Lisa Clark, an Air Force veteran who is receiving benefits through the PACT Act because her late husband, Senior Master Sergeant Carl Clark, was exposed to the chemical herbicide Agent Orange during the Vietnam War. Senator John Tester, Democrat Montana, marked the milestone by praising the veterans who advocated for the law. Quote, "For far too long, our nation failed to honor its promises to our veterans exposed to toxins in military conflicts across the globe, until we fought like hell alongside veterans to finally get the PACT Act signed into law," end quote. Tester, chairman of the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee, said. Mayo Clinic. Time-saving tips for cooking healthy meals. Living a busy, fast-paced life can make it hard to find the motivation to cook a healthy meal at home. However, learning some shortcuts in the kitchen can keep your healthy eating goals on track and help you avoid grazing on unhealthy snacks, grabbing the first thing you see in the fridge, or going out for fast food. Why cook at home? Research shows that maintaining a healthy weight is challenging when you eat out too frequently. Restaurant portions often are supersized and can easily contain a day's worth of calories and sodium. With a bit of planning, cooking at home can be doable and enjoyable. Time-saving strategies. Menu planning is one of the best ways to cook healthy meals. Sure, meal planning takes time on the front end, but if done right, it saves you valuable time in the kitchen. One easy way to start meal planning is to pencil in theme nights such as Meatless Monday, Taco Tuesday, Leftover Wednesday, Breakfast for Dinner Thursday, Fish Friday, Soup and Salad Saturday. Set Sunday aside for planning and prepping meals for the week. That might be the day you treat yourself to a dine-in or take-out dinner. If you prefer to improvise, you can still create a healthy, balanced meal. Use the plate method to evaluate your meal by asking, do I have three food groups represented? Do I have the right portions? Start with the vegetables since they should be the largest portion of your meal. If there aren't any planned for your meal, add carrot or celery sticks, sliced tomatoes, or a spinach salad. Step-by-step meal planning. These steps can simplify and streamline your meal planning. Step 1. Set aside time twice a week for food prep. Chop and cook ahead for the next 3 to 4 days. Pack veggies or meats in meal-sized portions for the fridge. Step 2. Try batch cooking. Cook a big batch of brown rice. Use some for a side dish one day, in a casserole the next, and in a stir-fry the day after. Brown extra ground meat and divide it up for casseroles, tacos, and salads. Refrigerate what you can use within 3 to 4 days and freeze the rest in recipe-ready portions. Prepare extra pasta and set aside some for a cold salad the next day. Make a large pot of homemade soup or chili and freeze it in smaller portions. Mix a double recipe of meatloaf and divide it in half. Bake one half as a meatloaf, roll the other half into meatballs and freeze. You can also freeze leftover meatloaf slices for sandwiches. Simmer chicken breasts or a roast in the crock pot and slice leftovers for sandwiches later. You can also freeze individual portions for a quick reheat later in the week. Step 3. Overlap ingredients. Think of different meals with similar ingredients and assign them to the same week's plan. For example, a meal of brown rice, chicken, and sautéed vegetables one day can become a chicken, rice, and veggie soup the next. The same basic ingredients can be used for veggie lasagna and veggie pizza. Prep all the veggies for a week's worth of meals. Step 4. Recycle your menus. Once you plan out a few weeks, repeat the menus. You'll know what worked and what didn't, so tweak your menus as needed. Time-saving cooking ideas. Mason jar meals. Try preparing a meal in a mason jar. They're portable, have fixed portions, and can be low in fat and sodium because you control the ingredients. Create a variety of salads, yogurt parfaits, scrambled eggs, pasta or overnight oats, and pack them in each jar. Make ahead of time so they're ready to go when you are. Sheet pan suppers. No one likes washing the dirty prep and cooking dishes, but you can cut down on the quantity of dishes by using a single sheet pan to bake a complete meal. Choose a larger sheet pan to bake salmon or chicken and roasted vegetables, chicken fajitas, or a seafood boil. Cut items that take longer to cook, such as meat, potatoes, and root vegetables, into smaller pieces so everything is done at the same time. Use the same concept for one-pot meals, such as chili, soups, stews, and casseroles, to save on cleanup time. Foil pack meals. For easy-to-clean-up meals, place a piece of chicken, fish, or a ground beef patty on individual sheets of aluminum foil. Add frozen vegetables and seasonings, and if desired, sprinkle with a bit of cheese or add quartered small red potatoes. Securely fold the top and sides of the foil and bake in the oven or grill or cook on the grill. Try these healthy meal ideas when you're in a hurry. Fried egg sandwich. Serve on a whole grain English muffin along with a piece of fruit. Light lunches. Mix and match tuna or hummus, whole grain crackers, fruit and veggie sticks, and a glass of milk. Main dish pasta salad. Mix leftover cold pasta with tuna or another protein, vegetables, and light mayo. Microwaved meal, oatmeal. Pair with fruit and hard-boiled egg. Prepared frozen meals. Look for meals that include whole grains and have 600 milligrams or less of sodium per serving. Serve veggies or yogurt with fruit as sides. Stir fry. Saute steak, chicken, or tofu with frozen vegetables and brown rice. Whole grain pita pizza. Add a side salad. You're ready to meal plan. Remember, the key is to balance your meal by including at least 3 of the 5 food groups: fruits, vegetables, grains, protein foods, and dairy. Think about, quote, eating the rainbow, end quote, as you choose fruits and vegetables to reach the 5 to 9 recommended servings per day. Healthy meal planning doesn't need to be difficult or time-consuming. Make a quick check to see what's in your pantry, refrigerator, and freezer. Then, based on those ingredients, create a plan and a weekly grocery shopping list to match.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.